podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena episode 29 for Wednesday, January 21st, 2015. Tools for Musicians. This episode is brought to you by Lynda.com. Invest in yourself for 2015. Lynda.com has thousands of courses to help you learn new tech, business, and creative skills. For a free 10-day trial, visit lynda.com/arena. That's lynda.com/arena. Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. This week, I wanted to spend some time with a few apps that tailor to the creative side of my brain, personally. I've been a musician since I was a kid, and over the years, I've developed plenty of habits, adopted a ton of tools to help make songwriting just a bit easier. The fact of the matter is, when you do something creative, something that's your passion in life, you want tools that make the process easier, not harder. Tools that don't get in the way and complicate the process, because complication can actually stop your forward momentum and take that inspiration and turn it upside down. Complication can turn that moment from being inspired into, you know, troubleshooting or something boring like that. And that's the worst. Maybe I'm making a case right now for not using any sort of technology when creative arts is your passion, but that's not what I'm saying at all. When I look for tools that are going to help me be a better musician, I'm looking for something that just works every time. Something that's not overly complicated. Something that won't send me in a tailspin and make me forget why I sat down with a guitar in the first place. In today's show, I'm featuring three apps that I've found inspirational and above all else, useful in helping me translate my ideas into actual songs. So let's dig into today's roundup. Probably the first thing any musician should have on their phone is a way to tune their instrument, as well as zero in on the BPM, that's beats per minute of an idea. And there are a ton of apps that tackle these, but one that I discovered but a few days ago has replaced my old go-to on my device. It's called Tunable, and it's by the same developer that created NodeBeat, which is a fantastic abstract music production app that I featured on All About Android way back on episode 36. I loved that app. First of all, Tunable offers an easy-to-read chromatic tuner and tone generator that is very flexible on the fly. It doesn't bury the tone generator inside a menu, but rather presents this chart that looks more like a periodic table than anything else. But the way it's laid out makes perfect sense. You tap any region to play the note that's shown so you can tune your instrument to that note. If you want the note to stay active as you release, make sure that the sustain button is pressed. Now, circling around the table in either way brings you up or down in octaves, making it easy to quickly jump to the note that you need. And the tone generator is polyphonic, so you can actually press multiple notes at once to play around with different chords. There's also an assortment of different waveforms, so you can better pick a sound that works for the instrument that you're working with. Now, above the tone generator is the tuner that provides an active real-time graph that charts how on or off tune you are over time. If you're on tune, that bar will stay green. Move into out-of-tune territory, and a red bar will extend to either side in both extremes, depending on how out-of-tune you are. Pretty cool stuff. Next, there's a metronome section for setting the proper tempo, number of beats, and sub-beats. Not only does it sound out those beats, but it provides a visual readout that actually makes it easy to detect the tempo with your eyes if you don't want an audible click sounding while you play. If you just want to tap out the tempo in your head to see what the BPM actually is, do so in the center and watch as your tempo adjusts on the fly to match your tapping. You'll also see below the metronome a number of named presets for various tempos. That actually makes it easy to pick a tempo based on feel rather than on a numerical value. And that's great for off-the-cuff selection as well. And finally, if inspiration strikes, go to the record section and use the mic on your phone to record a performance.
Testing my recording with reverb.
Don't forget to mute your metronome, though. Otherwise, your awesome recording will have a loud click sounding throughout. And yes, there are plenty of settings to dial in that setting and more for the discerning musician. You can find Tuneable for 99 cents in the Play Store. Next up is an app that is perfect for the budding guitarist. I know I've had my fair share of guitar tabs in my early days. Tabs, or tablatures, are a way of transcribing how a musician plays a particular piece of music. It's done in a way that makes it easy for beginning guitarists and seasoned pros to quickly glance and learn on their own instrument in little time. Then it's just a matter of, you know, perfecting the part, which is no small feat, of course. In other words, it's sheet music for songs you know and love. When I was younger, you got these tabs in book or magazine form, but now, well, there's an app for that. Ultimate Guitar Tabs and Chords is a fully featured app that was actually listed as one of the best Android apps in 2014 by Google itself. It's the mobile version of the popular site ultimateguitar.com, and it's an incredible resource for tabs on old and new chart-topping songs alike. The app provides access to over 800,000 tabs covering acoustic guitar, electric guitar, and the ukulele. Thankfully, there's a search engine that helps you zero in on the song you're looking for, and there are usually multiple results for any given song with a rating by the community, so you don't waste your time on a bad tab. You can also check out the top 100 tab section to find the most popular at any given time. There are daily editions that you can get notified about, and those include very current tracks, so you can show everyone how hip you really are. Go into full screen mode, and there you have controls on scroll speed so you can keep playing along as you get deeper into the song. Add a tab to your favorites, and it'll be available when you're offline. Now, inside the app are a few in-app purchases that upgrade the functionality. Guitar Tools adds a fully featured tuner, metronome, and chord library to the mix. Tab Tools allows you to share your tabs with friends and print tabs out. And finally, Tab Pro. And this brings a number of game-changing features to the app, highly recommended. Things like the virtual guitar fretboard so you can see in real time how those chords are played. There's a broad collection of extra instrument and vocal tabs for supported songs. Sometimes the entire band is broken into tablature. Real-time song playback so you can actually hear the tab before you play it. And finally, the more than 200,000 interactive tabs actually scroll along with the tempo of the song automatically. And you can adjust things like speed of playback and even loop parts if you need practice to nail that lead break. Tab Pro definitely takes the app to the next level, and I highly recommend it. I bought the full upgrade package upon first launch for $9.99 inside the app, and they run deals all the time on the upgrade prices. And finally, it's all legit, because the content is licensed officially through the service. That's Ultimate Guitar Tabs and Chords, initially for $2.99, with a number of useful in-app upgrades inside the app. Find it in the Play Store now. Now, last but absolutely not least is one that you might not expect in an episode that focuses on music tools, because frankly, it's useful for so much more beyond just writing music. This just happens to be one major way that I use it, and it's made me a much more organized musician. Evernote is that note-taking app that everyone's probably heard of already. In fact, you may even use it already for its note-taking capabilities. One of the big reasons that Evernote is so awesome is that it's jam-packed full of functionality that becomes useful the more you commit to the service. And it's cross-platform and syncs automatically. So just to give you a sense of how I use Evernote specifically for my music writing, often in the middle of nowhere, suddenly an idea or inspiration strikes, a melody, a lyric, whatever it happens to be, I immediately launch Evernote and directly from the main screen hit that floating action button. There I'm presented with an assortment of ways to kick off a new note. Usually, I'm hitting that microphone. And what I do then is hum or sing that idea that's lodged in my brain. Yeah, it ends up sounding pretty bad. But what I'm trying to do is save enough information about that idea as possible so that later, when I'm in front of my production computer, I can recall my mindset when I made the recording. My one complaint is that the sound isn't recorded at a very high bitrate, but this is not for cataloging your favorite performances. This is a scratch pad, after all. So now I have a note containing a recording, or two, or even three. Later in the day, as I stew on it, what do you know? There's a lyric that fits the music. So I can go back to that recording and add my lyrics to the note entry. This keeps everything organized inside one single note, making it easy to reference at a later date, and also makes sure that I know how the lyrics and audio recordings match each other in the grand vision. I've even gone so far as to add a tasks list inside a note when I'm preparing the track later, denoting changes that need to be made to the sound or instruments that could be added. And once I'm done, I check them off the list. The beauty of this method is that now, 2.5 years after starting to use Evernote in this way, I have 79 notes inside my Song Ideas notebook. That's 79 songs that I've saved bits and pieces to. So when I'm ready to get creative, it's as easy as jumping in and playing a few ideas at random until I find something that really grabs me. Now, this only scratches the surface of Evernote. You can create notes based on your handwriting, images. You can set reminders. You can even add tags to your notes for later reference. They actually just added a work chat function that allows for note collaboration, and that could be incredibly useful if you create music with other artists by sharing your song docs for collaborative lyric writing and idea sharing. Evernote is awesome, if not a bit overwhelming at first because it's so fully featured, but I love it and I use it daily. Check out Evernote for free with the option to pay monthly for more advanced features in the Play Store. Before I go on, Yellow Gold, Ever One is an album that I wrote almost entirely based around the functionality of Evernote. Ever One, Evernote, maybe there's something there. Maybe that's not a coincidence. Tunable, fantastic tuner, and honestly, every guitarist should have a good tuner installed on their device because you just never know when you're going to need one. And yeah, like I said, I can't stress it enough just how vital Evernote has become for me in songwriting and archival of ideas. My current approach to songwriting hinges on it. And I love it. But, you know, everybody has their own style and approach. Hopefully some of these tips can help you become a better, more organized and effective musician. Or heck, maybe you aren't a musician yet. So guitar tabs, that's a great way to learn how to play. Now you too can play Freebird when your friends request it at parties. Okay, let's take a moment. Thank the sponsor of today's episode. And that would be lynda.com. Kickstart your new year and challenge yourself to learn something new with a free 10-day trial to lynda.com. Lynda.com is used by millions of people around the world and has over 4,500, that's 4,500 courses on topics like web development, photography, visual design and business, as well as software training like Excel, WordPress, Photoshop. All of their courses are taught by experts and new courses are added every week. What's your plan for 2015? Do you want to improve your job skills, to ask your boss for a raise, or make yourself more marketable to find a new job? Lynda.com has got you covered with courses on everything from the weekly office workshop series to an array of courses on Android development. Are you looking to explore a new hobby? If you're interested in music, you might be because you're watching this episode specifically. Some of the courses I recommend, you know, Audition, Adobe Audition, Creative Cloud, Essential Training, The Foundations of Audio Series, and Getting Started in the Business of Songwriting, which covers how to protect, sell, and promote your music. One of my personal favorites is a series with Larry Crane. He's the editor and founder of Tape Op Magazine and owner of Jackpot Studios. He goes into detail on how he records and mixes artists in his, you know, cutting edge recording studio. It's a fantastic video series. Do something good for yourself in 2015 and sign up for a free 10-day trial to lynda.com by visiting lynda.com/arena. With your membership, you'll get unlimited access to every course on lynda.com, including access on your Android and iOS devices, plus new courses as they're added each week. That's lynda.com/arena to try it free for 10 days. Go ahead. I challenge you to learn something new in 2015. There we go. Thank you, Lynda. Now let's shift gears, literally, actually, and head on into the gas station with this week's Hot to Trot. The Big App this week comes at a time that, quite frankly, I never thought I'd see again. Gas prices have dropped considerably in the past few months. We've all been reminded of what a trip to the gas station used to feel like. It's actually nice to pay less on gas, and today's app will hopefully ensure that you continue to do so, even when prices go up again, as I'm sure they will. Gas Buddy isn't new, necessarily, but it's worth showing off now so you can continue to save going forward. Gas Buddy monitors gas prices around the country and allows you to narrow in on the best price that's closest to where you are. All you have to do is tap Find Gas Near Me, and Gas Buddy goes to work finding the best possible price near your location. You can sort by location, of course, if all you need is a gas station right now. It's pretty easy to see what the lowest price is nearest to you, but if you want to find the absolutely lowest price, sort by price. Doing so on my device shows me that the best price is actually 9 miles away at Costco for $2.49 per gallon. Excellent. I filled up our tank at Costco last weekend. Perks of being a member. Otherwise, 10.3 miles away is premium fuel at $2.55 per gallon versus paying $2.79 at the Shell station around the corner here at Twit. That's a pretty big difference if you're willing to make the drive. And yes, you can change your fuel grade as needed. Tapping into any station allows you to actually report the prices you see for other members and the last time an update was reported so you know that it's current. And of course, navigating to the station is easy from inside the map. I'm going to also add this Costco station as a favorite so I can easily monitor the gas prices there at any time without having to hunt for it. And finally, notifications round out functionality, keeping you on top of sudden gas price hikes so you can get out and fill up quick before it all goes to hell in a handbasket. Check out Gas Buddy for free in the Play Store now. Save yourself some money on that gas. I don't know. There you go. Very random last episode for today. But hey, it'll save you money. That's good, right? We love hearing from you, your ideas, your recommendations. I say it every week, but it's very helpful to me, and it helps me to create new content for the show. So continue doing so. Please send me your favorite apps, your new categories, whatever you have, to arena@twit.tv. There's also a subreddit for the show. I post categories. I need to post a few more in there. Maybe I'll do that today, where I ask you to tell me which are your favorite apps inside those categories and why, and I'll feature a future episode around those. If you have ideas for great apps in those categories, head on over to androidapparena.reddit.com and share them with me. You can follow me on Google Plus for my random musings on Android, sometimes app-related, so there you go. I also host a live viewing party of each week's episode where I'll be on set to answer any questions you might have about the apps in the show, or really anything Android. That happens every Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Pacific following Tech News Tonight at live.twit.tv. And of course, if you missed the live taping, don't worry. Each week's episode will appear later that night on the site and in the feeds. All those details can be found at the show page. This is probably the one to remember, folks. It's twit.tv/arena. All right, that's it, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I'll see you next week in the arena.